Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, Coach, before we get into the game Saturday night against the Houston Texans, how was the bye week? You know, did you guys accomplish a lot? I know you were in 4 days last week.
Yeah, good. I thought the players worked hard. I thought we got better as a team. We worked on things we need to work on, and I think we're ready to go this week on Houston.
You know, I know it's a brand-new game, and when it kicks off, you know, that's what's going to matter. But you played these guys in week three. You handled them pretty easily. Is that – whatever happened in that game, is that immaterial as to what's going to transpire on Saturday evening?
Yeah, I don't think that has too much to do with this game. There's so many things that are different, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, do you take some scheme stuff, though? I mean, like, I know that was a long time ago, but they're playing a much different brand of ball than they were back in week three.
Yeah. I mean, look, there's some of the matchups are there, but there's plenty that are different, and I'm sure they'll change some things. We'll change some things, and the environment will be different, so we'll just, you know, deal with what we get this time.
You talk about matchups. One guy they didn't have, Dwayne Brown. How important is it to what they do to have this guy there ready for them?
Oh, he's one of the top left tackles in the league. He's big. He's athletic. He does an excellent job in pass protection. He's a strong run blocker. He's certainly helped the running game. He can cover up defenders, especially some of the defensive ends to help, Miller and the run backs get outside. So Grimes, Blue, you know, help him on those outside runs. So he's an outstanding player. He's one of the best tackles in the league.
I'm watching a game last week against the Raiders. I'm seeing this guy pop, and it's number 90, and he's running left and right, and he's running guys down from one side of the field to the other. Is Jadeveon Clowney, is he playing about as full steam as he can be right now? Seems like he's really impacting games.
Yeah, he's a very difficult guy to block. He's long, he's fast, very athletic, and has good power. So he can really do it all. He can win a lot of different ways, and he does. He plays outside. He sometimes comes inside, reduces down on the guard. Very athletic, tough guy to throw over, tough guy to block.
The combination of he and Merciless together, is that about as good as you'll see in the AFC?
Yeah, it really is. Merciless has had another good year. He moves around, plays a lot of different spots, mainly on the edge, but plays some inside. We've seen him over the nose, and he's given us trouble in there before. So, he's pretty effective wherever he is. Again, fast, very quick off the ball. Not as big as Clowney, but maybe a little quicker. But they're both quick, they're both fast, and they both cause a lot of disruption.
All right, Coach, you got Jonathan Joseph, played at Cincinnati initially where he started his career. He's been in Houston for a while now. Does it seem like this is really his secondary now to where he's leading them?
Yeah, I mean, he's done a good job for them. They've got good depth at corner. They've had a lot of, with Johnson out, Bouye has come in and played well for him along with Jackson and Joseph. Joseph primarily plays on the outside. Jackson moves inside in their some of their sub-defenses, but it's a hard group to complete passes against. They're hard to get open. They do a good job of knocking balls down. They tackle well. There's not a lot of space with the receivers between the defenders and the receivers. So good catches, good throws, tight coverage. We're going to have to be precise.
You know, as far as outside noise, I know you don't care what's being said, outside noise, outside the program. But is this as important a time to concentrate and focus internally as to what's going on? Who's picking?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a one-game season. I mean, there's no other game to worry about here. We just, this is it. One team's going to be eliminated after this weekend, so we got to put everything we have into this one, and hopefully we'll play our best football, coach our best football on Saturday night.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from Mike in Canton. Wants to ask about trick plays. I mean, remember back to the divisional round, you guys pulled one out with Danny Amendola and Julian Edelman. It's one thing to practice your own. How do you prepare yourself for your opponent as far as, hey, like you said, this is one game season. They're going to unload the kitchen sink on you. Is there any Adams drop a couple for you guys upstairs?
Yeah. I think it's just kind of an awareness and staying on your toes on that. But there are a lot of different trick plays out there. And so, I don't think you have time to practice, 10 or 12 of them every week. And the chances of you getting them are pretty slim, whereas – there are a lot of plays that you know you're going to see, but at the same time, you want to have an awareness and not give up an easy play just because you're not sure of your responsibilities or something you haven't seen before. So we try to – a lot of those we see on film. We see them every week, and even though we don't practice all of them, we see the team's plays that they've run before, and then over a period of time, multiple weeks, the accumulation of – well, we've seen this play. This is how we handle this one. We've seen this play. This is how we handle that one. You kind of catch it that way. But that's a good question, yeah. And it's something we got to balance. You want to practice those at some point, but you know, you got a lot of other things to cover, too.
If you want to ask the coach a question, you have to follow the team on Twitter, at Patriots, hashtag it AskBB. What are we going to take a look at? A couple defensive players?
Yeah, we'll see some of that Houston defense.
All right, Coach, we'll do that, and we'll see you later in the show.